Praise be to God. You can please be seated. I'm grateful to him for the past week. We have a whole lot to read here, and I want us to endeavor to listen. Brother Femi has gone to Bakatari with Brother Adeumi. And also, Brother Sam has traveled to Ife. We're returning after the services today. There's a whole lot to read here. Let me try and read it. Praise be to God. The generator contribution, this is to remind the brethren about their contributions to where the purchase of a new generator. So far, 2.549 naira has been contributed out of 7.5 million required. The barrier of power on Osoya comes up this Thursday and Friday, 7th and 8th March 2024, in Ijebu. Transport fare for the vehicle being arranged is 5,600. Please note that today is the last day for booking. It's a barrier of the mother of Brother Ken, the barrier of the mother of Brother Salem will hold this Friday, 8th March 2024 in Ibadan. For details, check the notice board. We had this wedding of Pastor Shaw's daughter, the wedding ceremony of Brother Oluwatosi Akiyemi, and Sister Olabisi Osho is coming up on the 16th March 2024 in Abeokuta. For the details, check the notice board. We also have the wedding of Brother Josiah Oladimeji, the wedding ceremony of Brother Josiah Oladimeji and Sister Elizabeth Olatuji is coming up on the 22nd and 23rd March 2024 in Ilorin. The transport fare for the vehicle being arranged is 7,500. If you are interested, please see the details. We have this as a visitor, Sister Tuji. Sister Tuji, God bless you. Yeah. You're welcome. You can please sit down. We have these greetings to the pastor, the ministers, and the saints from Pastors Oyedeku, Atere, and Brother Jeremiah Adeyemi. Information is from Brother Brian Dele. We have a Good Friday as 29 March. Then Sunday, the 31st, Sunday, is Easter Sunday, am I right? Easter Sunday. We're going to have services for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday services, normal services, or Sunday. But Friday and Saturday will be one service each. We are to dedicate a new equalizer and microphone. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we thank you for the provision of this new equalizer and microphone. We dedicate them for use. We pray in the course of using it, it will be a blessing constantly in the services. Bless the Adlers and the provision, Lord, best where we come from. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We are going to sing a happy birthday for Brother Isaac Magbaralewon. His brother Ajayi Olalekan Samuel from Ekpe Church. As you are assembling, brother Samson Oyetude is pastor. Praise the Lord. Shall we rise? Reach out to the Lord, oh, as he passes by. We find it's not to be seen. So we have
the sustainers of our life, the preserver of our life. Oh, Master, we are so grateful, oh Lord, for your mercy over our life, Lord, for your providence over our life, Lord, because you are proving your omnipresence in our life, O God. Father, we are so grateful, Lord, because the Bible says, he that keepeth Israel is neither sleep nor slumber, O God. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us, O Lord. All the time, O Lord, when we go out, when we come in, for the angel of the Lord that keep up around us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, Lord. Almighty God, may you accept our thanksgivings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the week gone by, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, dear Master, Lord, for journey mercy grant to all the travelers. Oh, God, to me in here, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the church of the living God, the pastor, and the minister, and the heritage of God. Oh, moving on, find, oh, Lord, in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we are so grateful, Lord. Master Jesus, accept our thanksgivings in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray to you this morning. If there is anything that may change, oh, Lord, of our blessing, Lord, dear Master, Lord, we are that your blood will atone for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, when thou come by, Heavenly Father, may every need represented, Heavenly Father, because it take you, mortal God, to meet the need of the mortal, Lord. We pray, King of glory, Lord, as you come by this morning, Lord, may the need of thy people be met in the name of Jesus. He said, oh God, no wonder the prophet said, he said, unless the God furnish the program, he said, the program cannot get through, Lord. Father, I pray this morning, may you furnish the audience in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in coming church back at home, children, may you help your servant, Heavenly Father, and the heritage of God over there, Lord. And we are waiting upon it this morning, Lord, in here, Lord, dear Master, Lord. It takes you, O Lord God, to minister your word of eternal life to thy people, Lord. I pray, Lord, may you, O God, pass through me, Heavenly Father, O God, and meet the needs of thy people, O God, in the name of Jesus. If there is anything, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we want to debar, O God, the blessing of thy people, O God. I put them in abeyance, Lord. I imprison them, O Lord, that they will not be able, Lord God, to perform their enterprises, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The backslider, may they be encouraged. May they be restored, O Lord. The discouraged one, Lord, may they be encouraged, Lord. Those that are trusting, Lord God, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may they be filled, O Lord. Those that are linked, Lord, may they be refilled, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord, for the pastor in here. Thank you, Lord, for the healing virtue, Lord, dear Master, Lord, place upon him, Lord. And the wife, oh Lord, you promise us an aged one, oh God. Oh, Master, you say you renew, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for renewing their strength like an eagle, Lord. Father, we are so grateful, Lord. Oh God, for still having them in our midst, oh Lord. Oh God, Father, we are so grateful, Lord. We pray, righteous Father, continue to strengthen them in this step of faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. And all other ministers that have traveled on the course of the message, oh Lord, Master, preaching the glory of God, gospel, Lord. Oh, Master, may you speak to them, oh Lord. By the time they are returning, let them join in mercy. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Everlasting Father, as we wait patiently to receive from you. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of our God. You are welcome to his presence. Before we have our seats, that we can get ourselves acquainted. So let's quickly open to God's word, the book of Joshua. I'm going to read the book of Psalms as well. Let's turn to the book of Psalms first. Psalm 113. And after which we turn to the book of Joshua. 113. After that Psalm. Be seated. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah. Why I will remain standing. Amen. Yeah. Psalm 113. Right. Are we all there? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, servant of the Lord. Pray the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this time forth, and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Verse 5. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven,
and in the earth. For same. He raised up the poor, hallelujah, out of the dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with princes of his people. He made the barren, hallelujah, woman to keep house, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Joshua, chapter 12. I read 1 to 12. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out and shouted to 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go fill the land and the Joshua and Jericho. And they went and came into the Lord's house, named the Rehob, and lodged there. And it was told that the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in the hitherto night of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rehob, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them and said, thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. 5 now. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gates, when it was dark, that the men went out, whither the men went out not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house. Please take note of that. Hallelujah. She has kept them in the what? In the roof of the house. When you have your faith, you must have your work. Hallelujah. Faith, hallelujah, and work, their husband and wife. Blessed be the name of God. Now, and I then, with the stock of clay, which he had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them, and went to Jordan, unto the fort. And as soon as the which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and your terror is upon us, and that all inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard, hallelujah, how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sharon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we have heard these things, our heart was did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you the kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you to the reading and hearing of the word. The heritage of God, have your seats. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are welcome to the presence of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, where all things are possible. Amen. That is our thing. All things, only believe, all things are possible. That is where you are. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate the name of God for giving me this privilege to be of a service to the heritage of God around this part of the world. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the pastor, God bless you, sir, for the privilege given to me.
May the Lord bless him in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate, God bless you, sir, the old veterans. Hallelujah. I knew him late 80s in Olomshogu. Look in there. Hallelujah. And I appreciate you, sir. God bless you, sir. Standing in the faith. Hallelujah. That is the most important thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the most important thing. Standing right. Yes, sir. That word give respect. No more, no less. Hallelujah. Standing right in the word. Hallelujah. Knowing where you are standing. Hallelujah. That is what commands respect. Amen. God bless you once again, sir. God bless my dear brother. Shalom, sir. May the coming of the Lord gladden your hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. I bring greetings from the pastor, Pastor Samson of Epe, and my wife and my children in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of our God. And I greet the heritage of God too. God bless you. I say shalom to your soul in the name of Jesus. And I want to appreciate the deacon board, the trusty board, hallelujah, because a tree cannot make a forest. You have to work in a team, hallelujah, towards this common goal, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good. Yes, sir. It's good to praise the Lord. Isn't it? Tell somebody it's good to praise the Lord. Tell that person, I welcome you to his presence. Where all things are possible. Therefore, worry not. Walk by faith. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. This morning from where we have read, I want to title this, God Changing Life. Amen. God changing life. I want to appreciate the pastor's wife too. God bless you, ma. Yes, I've been fed. Hallelujah. Yeah, may the Lord bless you, ma. In the name of Jesus. It's a labor of love. And I want to appreciate a new microphone and what have you. Yes, all these things, you are doing it for the kingdom of the Lord. And that God is going to pay. Hallelujah. God will not own anybody. Hallelujah. He said he will repay. That is an investment. Anything that you are invest, there is surely an dividends. You are going to receive your dividends. Amen. And you coming around too is a labor of your faith. And God is going to reward it. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Changing, God changing life. Our God is God that changes life. Hallelujah. That is why he's infinite God. Because he knows all things. Nothing meets him, surprise. He's aware of all situations. Hallelujah. But to you may not know. That is why, because you are finite. Hallelujah. That is why you must have your confidence in God. And seed from man. Whose breath in his nostrils. And the essence of you coming to the church is to come out of God. Is to come and develop your confidence in God's word. That is why when you come as a servant of God, we don't have anything to offer you than the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the prophet told us, he said, the righteous faith lives in the message of your day. And the message of your day is Malachi 4. Thank be to God that you have seen it. Having seen it, there should be a change in your life. God changing life. When he says infinite God, it means he's an omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. When you say he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. He knows what you are passing through. is all-knowing God. That is why he can help you in any situation of life. That is why I say he's God changing life. Hallelujah. Our subject is going to be the story of Rahab the harlot. Hallelujah. And when he said, he's omnipotent. Omnipotent simply means all-powerful God. He can deliver you in any situation. If you care to call upon him, that is why he can change life. And he's changing life. Because he is omnipotent. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you realize this, that he's all-knowing God, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, I think you have confidence in him. Have confidence in God. That is why we have read in the book of Psalms. He said, oh God, he is the God of all the nature. He changes life. He raises poor from the dunghill. And who was that? It was David. Hallelujah. David was nobody. David is a shepherd boy. Hallelujah. But God, in infinite mercy, make him to get into the throne of Israel. God changing life. He can change your position. Hallelujah. He can change your situation. That is why he is God changing life. Your hope, hallelujah. Your present situation, your present condition is not your conclusion. Because our God is in the affairs of men. God changing life. Don't write anybody off. Because you are not God. You are not his creator. Everything is in the hands of God. When you know that everything is in the hands of God, you will not be bothered what men say about you. You will put your confidence in God because he is your creator. He can change your situation. That's what we are talking about. And that's the essence we come to the church. We don't have time for politics. We don't have time for frivolities. Something of no benefit. Hallelujah. Because what you have taken is a sacrifice. You have done to the cost. Hallelujah. That is why the servant of God will go into the chamber and pray and tarry. What do you want for the people? Hallelujah. God changing life. Our God is changing life. Because he watches over the affairs of people. Who are the people? Men. Hallelujah. Our God is omniscient, which means all powerful. Amen. Give it to me, message. The junction of time. Paragraph 43. 56, 011, 15. All right. Thank you, brother. Shalom to your soul. And there is people in the world today, after 2,000 years of gospel preaching, don't know what it means to be born again of the Spirit of God. They don't know what omnipotent means. When you understand who omnipotent is, you will know that his word is in the affairs of life and he can deliver you. He's all powerful God. They don't know what it means that God can change situations, can change life. Hallelujah. Can turn poor, improper, to rich man. Hallelujah. In the case of who? David. And many other people. Jabez, you can begin to mention. God is changing life. Hallelujah. God in his great omnipotent power. That is what intoxicates us. Not alcoholic. Outside there. Not bottlenecker. What is instigating the believer is the word of God. Because my name is being mentioned. Ooh. Hallelujah. Give me the word. We will journey together. Don't give me the word, I will frown at you. Is there whosoever? Hallelujah. That stay with the word. Brother says it's your brother. It's a koto. That stay with the word.
He said it's your brother. Oh, omnipotent power that can transform a soul. God changing life. That can transform a soul. That is why, oh God, the salvation, God has not placed it in the hands of man. And that is why he told us his salvation is a gift of God.
But most of the time, we believe in preservation. We believe in preservation. At times, we walk contrary to it. Because we lack understanding. How can God save that person? Are you good? How can this one be dead? No. You are the one that is rated. And your thoughts is not God's thoughts. Your way is not God's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the book of Isaiah was telling us that. Yes. Lean on God's word. Amen. God owned the manuscript of our life. He owned the manuscript of my life. I don't care what man says. Don't care what man says. Care about what God says. Hallelujah. In here, God will transform your life. Amen. Oh, transform a soul from a street sinner to an angelic position. Oh God. In God's kingdom, a sons and daughters of God, they don't understand it. But you get understanding. We read that in Sunday school. Huh? Jeremiah 9. Verse 24, 23 to 24. Glory not in the riches or the wise of the glory not in, the, in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich make glory in his what riches. He's telling you what you're supposed to understand. What is more than riches? When you understand that, look at Job. When Job understood that, hallelujah, he was not panic. What men say, even the friends, what they said concerning him, he was not mindful of that. Even the wife, partner, sleeping together on the bed, giving beds for her and for him, rather. Hallelujah. Say, why can't you curse God and die? Because the woman don't understand who God is. Don't forget, he was the king of the prince. He was a prophet. People come and meet him for what? Wisdom. Look at that person. But because of what? His glory is not in the riches. He understands who God is. He does not know what people are saying concerning him. He does not move him. Because he has understood what God is. And you too, since you have believed the message of your day, have you understand God? But let him that glory, glorify it. Glory in thee, in that, in this. What is that this? So it's pointing you to something. What you must glory in. Not your riches. Hallelujah. Not what this world can avoid you. Not I am walking share from. Good. It puts you in a position, in a better place in the society. The prophet says so. Do not lean your understanding. It's a quote. Hallelujah. Oh, I am this, I am that. We thank God for that. But it's pointing because when you get those things, your pocket will be more robust. You'll be able to acquire wealth. And people call you Rankadede in Hausa. That is the glory that it can avail here. But when situation come around, and this, where is going to be a fortress? But it's pointing you to this. Say, don't glory in those things. Don't glory in them things. Hallelujah. But let him that glorieth, glorieth in this. He's pointing you to something that he understands yet and knoweth me. And knoweth who? God. And with that, this season, there is always a season.
this dispensation, this hour, this period, the message of your day. Amen. That I am the Lord, which what? Exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I what? Delight. Blessed be the name of God. Our God is changing life. Now, he raised the poor. Book of Psalms now. He raised the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill and set him with prince of his people. Who was that? That was David. Who know David? Nobody know him. I want to tell you, who know you too? Nobody know you. But God know you. Hallelujah. I am satisfied. If God know me, he said he has forgotten. He said he has written my name in his palm of his hand. He even engraved it. So if you wash hands, it's not washed. What you engrave? You know when you engrave something? Oh God. Artwork. When you call it, it's a sculpture. Yes. You engrave it. And it shoot out from the board. No matter whatever you wash, it's this year. So now much more, you engrave something in the palm of your hand. Just like when you are taking a sensor and they put permanent ink. When you get to, you know, it takes time. But this one we are talking about is Almighty God. If all decision is the best, he's not knowing, he's not laying, he's not learning. What all decision I have made is permanent. That is why he's unquestionable God. Unchanging God. God changing life. He's changing our life. Transform our life to what he wants us to be in him. David, a shepherd boy who lived in the forest. Nobody knew him. But one day, Sunday, because our God is changing life, he can change your situation. That is why I said earlier on, your present condition, it is not your conclusion. God is in the program of your life. And that attribute is at Ogo. Is working in our life. Is working in my life. Hallelujah. God changed his fortune. He said, now. He said, oh God, somewhere. You have got to go to that of Jesse. I want to change the life of this guy. The time has come. His season has come. Oh yeah, go there and anoint. Even Samuel was even saying, if Saul could catch me, how would I do it? God knows he's the master of all circumstances. Because your season has come. Your hour has come. God is all powerful God. He will change it. He will take care of every obstacle. Hallelujah. My God is changing life. He's changing your life. Yes, he's changing your life. He's changing my life. If you can look back, you will know that God is in the program of your life. You are not what you used to be. And you are not what you are what you're supposed to be now. But God is working on you on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Oh God, I will not be denied. You will not be denied. That's supposed to be your song. When a situation comes around and a testimony has come up, you take it over. I said, God will not deny me this. Change the fortune. And the hour come. Oh my God, that is changing life. He said, go. And this man got 8 children. Oh, all of them are coming. From the big to the least. Is there nothing now? Don't you have one? Because God wants to change life. He wants to raise him from a shepherd boy to be a king over a nation. Heritage of God. It is nothing but God changing life. And he said, I got one. You will never be denied. In your place of work, they will wait for you. They must, because your season has come. For what? For God to change your fortune. Hallelujah. For the glory of God to be manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Whatever God has said, God will perform it. He said, I am the Lord, I will perform it. Hallelujah. I got one. God. I was coming. Come. Thank you, bro. I was coming. Come. And he said, yes, says king. Hallelujah. He said, you are going to be king over Israel. Hallelujah. He moved from a shepherd boy. Elevation come up. Hallelujah. Elevation from a shepherd boy. God elevated. That is why in your low estate, what that thing that God has committed into your hand, to do it contentiously, so that greater task can be given to you. You are a drummer, do it right. Officer, do it right. Know your position. Stay there. Because there is a blessing attached to it. That thing you are doing, there is a blessing attached to it. Hallelujah. So when you know that, you will not take it with levity hand. Because it's a steward. When you know that it's a steward, there's going to be a reward. Amen. And this little, God, I want to change. And God elevated. Raised him from donkey. Scavenger. You know, donkey, scavenger, where you put all your rubbish. Put it there. You don't need it at all. It's like, David is liking himself. A person that God has helped in that estate, he will know how to rule well. Oh God, may God give you revelation. Once you are passing through, he wants to pass through that he's taking to the hall of fame. A character is not a gift, it's a victory. So that we'll be able to rule right. So David was a real God. Compare himself to somebody from donkey. So such person can think about God. Such person can think right. That, oh God, it is not my handiwork. It is the great God. It is the grace of God. That is why don't boast in any position, brother and sister, that you occupy it. Hallelujah. Don't boast. Accommodate others. Accommodate others. Those that is doing that, they have not gotten experience. And some of them, they don't last. They don't last. No training. They don't last. They do things anyhow. As if it's your grace that has made you to acquire it. No wonder the Bible says, is that for you to eat out of your sweat and labor? Is that it is the favor from God? So what are you boasting for? From the low estates, if take that man to the hall of fame, to become a king over the heritage of God. God changed life. This woman too, Anna, he was a barren woman for years. I don't know what you are passing through. I said, my God is changing life. He's omnipotent God. He's transforming life. Even to his God, to a street worker, he transformed them to the world, to the position of angelic in Christ. Don't write anybody off. Hallelujah. We don't write you off. But when this code needs to be given, we give it to you. That is love. And we must do it with love. Not with what? Hatred. We must be able to lay this down. Unless, this coat. Were you meant to say it? Hallelujah. Let that kill it. But the Spirit give you what? Life. You have seen it. God, this is his hour. Lord, help me. What to utter? What to say? In this period, in this season. That is, oh God. That's why the sons and daughters of God are led by this Spirit. Were you meant to say that time? Is it right for that time to be said? Though it's a condition. How will I go about this situation? That is confronting me. He said, don't be, oh God. No wonder the Bible says, quick to hear and slow to what? Calm down. Situation has come. How do you, what will I say, Lord? Here is the quote. How will I go about it? Lord, help me in this situation. Is he at home too? You know, at times a lot of things happen, not in the church, even at home too. You must be able to decide. That's why every sons and daughters of God has got to have the spirit of discernment. God changing life. But this woman, Pelina, he does not have that one. He said, look at you. Oh God, she's on this one. But he has forgotten that Jehovah is changing life. She has forgotten that. She mocked her. I don't know where you have been mocked. Area you have been mocked. Very soon, hallelujah, you will be celebrated. Oh my. God make a barren woman. Oh God. The book of Samuel. It's just, oh, and he was there. And he went to the altar in one of the shillings. He said, God, oh my, he was tarrying prayer. When you begin to pray, God begin to answer. God go on the scene. But she was tired. And she was praying. God, God help me, Lord. I need a son. Oh, if you can give it to me, Lord. Oh God, you got extra money to put a vow. Lord, I will bring it to your house. Oh God, immediately, oh God, is out of God's socket. I will take it to your house. Oh God, and God, look at that. And Eli came. Eli, they have started early in the morning. Hey, woman, you are drunk. My Lord, he look at the situation. If I were you, I should want money. Can motivate my children. If a pastor don't know that, what I need to come and pray now. What is pastor saying? Why? It wasn't so, my Lord. He was discern, was able to discern because devil too want to use that opportunity. Our reaction may delay. Our reaction may cause a delay. But he was able to decide. Because he's waiting, he's expecting something. So when you two are expecting something, be mindful of what is happening around you. So that you can know that is an appropriate message. Action to a reaction. So be able to react. Because you are expecting something. Hallelujah. And Satan too is bringing all his forces to combat you, not to bring that in on time. So that is why you must decide. But the woman said, it wasn't so, my Lord. Your handmaid, look at it. Handmaid. Handmaid. As gay. Look at that one. No wonder the prophet said, he said, when you are expecting something and you feel that you are not worthy for it, he said, God will give it to you. Hallelujah. He was talking about that woman. That woman, that general. Say, you don't need to come. I know you have power to cast them. But you don't need to come under my roof. You don't need to come. Just speak. I am not worthy. When you mean you are not worthy, that is when God will give it to you. The woman said, your handmaid is pouring out of her might to the Lord. He said, daughter of Christ, of God, Jehovah. I am sorry. Hallelujah. I am what? Sorry. What respect would that woman have earned again? Hallelujah. From that servant of God. The servant of God was humble too. Both servant of God and the church member, we are to humble ourselves before their word. Because God is no respecter of any person. Hallelujah. Shalom to you, sir. There are certain things that we see happened. Yes, that's good. It was in the convention. Me, I love those things. That's where I pattern my. That's how God has been helping me. Hallelujah. Yes, sorry. I follow Christ, so I don't follow multitude.
I'm not in any camp. I'm standing for Christ. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. You better stand for God and God alone. Because if that one crumble, you to crumble here. No crumble, Lord, here. If it is your faith. Oh Lord, be away. You better know what you are doing. We are in the evening time. Oh God, shadows are falling. Things are happening. You must know where you are standing. And I see the old veteran. I said, why are you sitting down? Some service in Lord, what happened? She could see. I love that. We are learning. Nobody is above the world. Deacon can approach that person. What happened to you? Are you okay? Ah, I am strong. So God bless you. Deacon too is a spiritual office. See, what happened to you? You have said, God bless you. Will you, don't you mind? We can pray for you. Or you take the pastor. Okay. I appreciate those things. And that the service will be going, a servant of God, that the people is emulating, it now seems like a flower like this. And they are singing, and we believe to each other, 2 day, kinika, something like that, and everything. They are watching you now. When it comes to that, you see the fashion too. Some fashion will be sitting. Another fashion will be sitting. Another servant of God that are there, that know what they are doing. When they are bringing that, I don't like this one. You will not like. They don't like Jesus Christ. When he was coming with the word, when he was healing them, don't give up. They love the sign. When the purpose of the commission comes, they let him around. And that's the purpose of your year. I commit as a servant of God. You are doing this. From the pulpit, I call him, I say, I give him to the word. Yes, sir. Iron sharpening iron. I call one on one. I don't believe in bringing the pulpit, the servant of God to the pulpit. Let us set with them. When he becomes a king, you bring it down from the church. Because I have talked to him in privately. And he still continues. You don't know what servant of God is. Is it because we have not gone for theology for years and carry with me and becoming and the Holy Father is coming? He just has a car. Maybe life has made life miserable for him. He end up in calling. That is not calling. That is not why we are called. Unless that person don't know why he has called. If your belly calls, you will run back. Hallelujah. My belly don't call me. He that knows that has called him, he will know of God no matter what happened. He will declare the full counsel of God. What I'm talking about, I'm not talking for us. I'm talking about reality. I'm not talking for pulpit sake. I'm talking about life. I don't have a friend though. I have you. God bless you. She cannot. Yes, I respect you for your position. Yes, sir. But you will arm on my position, your local standing in the world. Because that is what I'm watching. God bless you, sir. I love them things. And I love some deacon too. You stand right with the world. Something happened. Deacon come and meet me. All deacons know the minister, so. Yes, sir. Because they are assistant to the pastor. I'm telling you the fact. You don't know. You don't read your scripture. You don't read your message. You don't read your church order. That's why you are alive. You don't know. You must know. Know. Study day and night. You must know. Don't just be a church grower. And that deacon come and meet you. He said, sir, when have you introduced this in the message? I said, you know me better now. He challenged me. I said, you know me better. You know, I have said my own, please, just go away. Yes, I said, you know me. I said, I hope you know me. He said, I know. I said, I have said my own, and I walk away. For peace to reign. Because when things happen, iron sharpens iron. We are just collaborate. And we must do everything with sense of respect and humility. Hoping that he or she will see it. You don't need to break anything. And the deacon was a loss of one. A making loss of one. What I don't believe about it, no matter something maybe. Oh, no, you're the only one. Got to believe. What you don't believe, it is very hard for you to go for that right. Yes. It is very hard. Unless you are led by God. Very hard.
May the Lord be of our help.
No wonder if the staff messenger, he said, if you see me here, scripturally, what is it? Come and meet me. Come and meet me. We are to meet. We are to meet first. Meet first. I only together first. When it becomes and it's affecting the heritage of God, brother and sister, we have to come back. Unless it tear the sheep. Yes, now, fashion it. It becomes fashion. This one will go like this, one will go. A reasonable amount of God will be wanting, you will not be happy. God changing life. But what brought to that? Eli. Eli, I am sorry. His name is this. May God grant your prayer. He filled it up because of respect that he had for the servant of God. And the servant of God, before he ever pronounced anything, he do have to he's in himself too. He's in himself. He said, I am sorry. Before he pronounced. Can you see that? Wrong cannot produce. Wrong cannot produce right. Hallelujah. So when God is right, God can come down. Because God is not the author of confusion. God changing life. And God gave this woman, that is a barren woman, God changed her fortune. And she become a what? A mother. Even more than that. I think God said 7 children. More. That is what our God can do. God changing life. Hallelujah. Now, we are considering the story of prayer. From where we have read in the book of Joshua chapter 2, we find that this woman, this lady called Rahab, there had been a lot of Rahab in Jericho. Don't think that one has very one. A lot of people behind their name. For proper identification, aka Alot. AKA Alot is a street girl, chorus girl. Nobody knows he's a popular girl. Hallelujah. Rahab the Alot. So, for proper identification. So, whatever you two do, you two are having identification. On notice. Abraham, Baja, 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 you have your identification. You need God to change your life. Sister, too. Like that, too. You need God to change your life, too. You're not greedy. You have been moving up and down aimlessly. What is that? Have you got you? Only in the house. What happened? Rahab the Harlot. And this woman has led these two people. God has given Joshua command to pass their land. Because what? God is watching over the affairs of his people. Hallelujah. Because they are in a journey to the promised land. And this woman, she has been an harlot. And situation has put her into that. Because she was the parent to a pagan. They were heathens. Hallelujah. And perhaps, the prophet was saying, perhaps they know, maybe the parents are creepy. In the message, if God be for us, no. As I was Moses, so I will be with you. Preach in 1960. We have two of it, 1960. So, the mother or the parent might be creepy. So, this very girl find herself in that situation. He did not know God. So, he was the one that is searching for the hope. Hallelujah. And that put her into a street worker. She become a street worker. Because what? The parents are godly. They are, oh God, they are idol worshippers. Thank be to God. Your parents are in the message. You don't have any excuse. What a lesson here. Train of the book of Proverbs. Chapter 22. Verse 6. Say, train up a child the way he should go. Say, when he grow up, he will not want to depart from it. Having God in the middle of your day, you need to teach your God. Teach their children according to the details of the message that you believe. That is why marriage is a responsibility. The brother said a message, a man running from his presence. He said marriage is a responsibility. a woman, a sister that wants to assume that, you must know you are a real God. You are entering it a service of responsibility to provide for your house. Brother, you must have work. We have qualification. We have pattern. Hallelujah. We have standard. Hallelujah. And whenever you come to meet the pastor, pastor go to them book. Because he understood my book. You don't know. He understood my book. Because the prophet said in the message, Good Samaritan, he said he has given you a shepherd, the inner, the caretaker. He said he has given him the word and the spirit to guide you. He will tell you, ah, sister, brother, God bless you. What am I? Oh, that's good. Have you gotten the Holy Ghost? Okay, what are you doing for him? You know, you must get a home. If you thought it's an apartment, a room, if you are, yes. If your partner comes, yes, fine. Yes, humble beginning. Hallelujah. Yes, God changed your life. In faith. Yes, sir. We have gotten people, they don't have nothing. But today, they're millionaire. They don't have nothing when they started. But you must have a home to put that. You must have work. I don't say you must get work in shell. No, no, no. You must have work that can avail, that can be able to take care of. And that is why you must enter into it with sincerity. That sincerity must come from God's word. This is what I am earning. This is what I am doing for living. So that you must raise our hope high and cross crisis at home. And you bring that problem to the pastor. Because when those things are not settled, when the foundation is not well laid, that will go. That will be problem. That will be problem. That will be chaos. What we don't fix at the beginning, it will become a problem. It will become a problem. You must have a hope. You must have what you are doing. You must be transparent. This is what I am doing for a living. This is what I can do. I cannot get 2-bedroom flat. I can only get room and parlor self-contained. Let her know that you know how to pray together for God to change your fortune to a better high places. Not to be telling lies for the foundation of your own. Something is doing, oh God. He's dead that will depart it. You don't know that. That is why he said, don't enter to it unadvisedly. We normally read our quotes. The ordinance. Hallelujah. We normally read it. It is not for fun. It's for reality. It's reality. Because those things pronounced on you, if life will go, at times it's confronting you. If it's not in financial, it could be in sickness. It could be in something else. He said you must live together. In weather, in rain, in sunshine. Yes, everybody will clap. You don't know what you are aiming. You don't know what you are doing. When you know that you'll be praying, God, as I'm assuming, come and help me. It will be a prayer all along. When you start with prayer, God will see you through. But some of you, how I will buy this? How this one will match? This one will not match? How many chairs will I collect? You will have forgotten the prayer. You are assuming responsibility. Let our eyes be open. Child rearing is not easy. It takes God to help you. So, as we are going to it, young ones are yet to marry, or elderly ones are yet to marry, yes, that is a responsibility. The brother could be young, and you have not married. What is experience? You cannot compare to you because you have not been there. I've not been there now. I have not gotten any experience. Experience alone. You don't have to buy your shirt and your food. You don't have any no responsibility. No experience. Nothing now. You go, bye-bye, you don't come. Nobody care for you. But when you have one, you will know that it's experience. You think of school fees, how to feed every 3 days soup or two days, change clothes, change this. You begin to crack your brain. And you're like, we are the same now. You are not the same. You only deceive yourself. You deceive yourself. You are not in the same category. Hallelujah. He is in another realm. Hallelujah. That is why, brother and sister, it is a responsibility to care for your house. Is there a man that cannot care for his house? Hallelujah. Is there is more than evident? Oh, can you Bible? Don't you read your Bible? It's a life story. It's life. But this very girl, that responsibility was infested on her because she was beautiful. And her mother and her parents used her as a merchandise. Sister, this go to you. You are beautifully fine, Abby. Wonderfully made fine. But that beauty, it can ruin your life. If it is not controlled by God's word. The way you twist your body. Don't walk like a serpentine. Chorus gang. And be twisting. Little did you know that people are looking at you. Don't sell yourself. Hallelujah. You are not a commodity. You are not a sheep commodity. Hallelujah. You are not a sheep commodity. But this very girl, her parents forced her to be a sheep commodity. Because they don't know better. And you that know better, sister, you need to shout. You need to talk to your children. I don't know some of the friends you are keeping. And the message, fire and message. What is your work? What friend are you keeping? I cannot tell you already the truth. Things are happening. Things are happening. If I am your friend, you cannot talk to my children. Something must be wrong with you. Or to me. Yes. You see your children, your daughter, or your friend, and you wear a skin tight clothes. Clothes that you got. We saw it all. It's not red medium. You saw it all, and you are not like, let's say, believer. And you said, you are not believing in anything. You only are, oh God, you only tie it to yourself. God does not recognize you. He is a professor. He is not possessor. You only confessing it. And the fourth identification. If God should catch you. Yes, now. It's a law offense now. If you personate anything in Nigeria, it's a law. So it is in spiritual empty. Physical type. So don't be. If God should catch you. Be careful. Hallelujah. But this woman, she did get find herself in that. That is why you must be able to correct one another. That's why, as this church is, everybody has got their responsibility. Not only the pastor. Yes, that's the quote. He said, every one of us are overseer. He said, if you see everything wrong, he said, go and meet that brother. He said, because don't lay everything on the pastor. He said, every one of us, we are into it. Hallelujah. It's a Hebrew. It's a quote. Hallelujah. Every one of us has got the responsibility. And the woman here that are woman of faith, you should be able to go and meet the young one. This way you are doing is not good. In love. In love. And you must be spirit-led. Look at the mood. That's what the prophet said, before you can win a sinner, is that you go with him with what he's doing. His business. Maybe he's a farmer. He's selling farm produce. That's good though. This thing, I love this your things, it's good. You place it right. But I want to tell you, this thing you are doing is not good though. Why can't you do it like this? You know, you have first of all appreciate what he's doing. But everything. No. You come with the spirit of humility. There is a nature. You look at the environment so that it can hear you. Unless you will not be successful, daddy. Can you see all these things that the prophet is saying that you need discernment, you must live by the spirit of faith? That is it. Don't just do things apparently. He said, go with the nature of what that thing is, the prophet is doing. He said, from there, you can introduce Christ to that person. So, oh God, a sister, you have not talked about as your study, no mutual relationship. If you don't even have anything. By the time we close now, you know your people, you know the people you handshake now. And you see, come here, look at the way you dress. What are you saying? Do you know? Because there is no mutual relationship, no common ground. That is why the elderly one, you must be able to have a relationship with these young ones. So that when it's time for correction, you can call them. How are you, boy? How's your study? How's this? This thing you put on, you side go. This thing is becoming a Christian. You can live a better life than this now. Come on, God bless you. He said, okay, thank you, sir. But when it just come, no relationship. You don't even ask anything about this. What he's doing? You just give it to him like that. Thank you, sir. He may just look at him, no coin. He walk away. Hallelujah. You must be in the spirit. That is why the elderly ones, you have a responsibility to do. Not that, oh, give it to me, brother. Titus. Because all these things, it's not rhetoric. God is changing life. Think chapter 3. Titus. Yes. Yeah. Is it 3? Yes. Up. You see where there is a woman of... No, up. I love to read that. Amen. So that it will sink down. Yes. Said he must not take chemical wine. Yes. That's Titus. Of Titus. Okay. Do we have Titus 4? Sorry. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. So this girl find herself in that situation because of the parents. So the parents was a pagan. They don't know better. And because the girl was beautiful, they sent her out forcefully to go and do what? To go and make money for the house. Titus chapter 2. Thank you. Now, first 2. Okay, let's start from 1. Oh, but speak. Okay, thank you. Oh, thou but speak thou these things, which become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, brave, and temperate, sound in word, faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women, likewise, that they be what? Behavior. And become what? Holiness. Not false what? Accuser. Not given to much what? Why? Teachers of what? That they may teach the what? To be what? The work of the pastor alone. Is it the work of the pastor alone? What did he say? Age man. How do you back your baby like this? Go. No. And you are kingdom delegates. You are not helping yourself. Because as we help others, so elder is going to help for you too. Oh, they teach the young women to be sober, to love their what? Husbands. To love their what? Children. To be discreet. Chaste. Keep heart. Lady Jata Jata. Good. Obedient to their own husband. That the word of God may not be what? Can you see now? Because you have become what? A saint. Can you see that you have a responsibility? Every children here, hallelujah, is our children. Hallelujah. Our prayers only that. Every children here, they are your children. They are your children. Everybody here, you are the children of the pastor. So, if anything is happening to somebody's children, you must be able to call their attention. Hey, come on, boy, what you are doing is not good. But as you may tell the mother, I noticed this. Please be careful. We can be in prayer for him. Instead of who? Talkative. CNN. He was the latest in news. He said we should pray for one another. That is the task we are given. The task, the commission that we are given is the one. Pray for one another. It's because of time factor. Prophet said that in the message, God not be misunderstood. He laid emphasis on this. Titus. He said, let the sister that is standing right. He said, go and meet that girl. So when you two are not dressing right, how can you correct? Shagongugo. Yes. Yes, ma. You cannot, what you don't practice, what God has not, what you don't have, you cannot give it out. When when you are retired, that it is not your wife. You are not your husband, rather. And it's like that. I want to tell you, will you give God? Don't you see the way you two are doing? Maybe you see yesterday. That's why we must be careful. It becomes of us as a mother, as a oracle, as a father in the faith. That our life is over. People are watching your life. Children are watching your life. Because what there is a footprint that you are laying. We must be careful. Because of time, I will have got to that message. The prophet was laying emphasis on that. May the Lord be happy. But this very guy find herself in that condition. Hallelujah. Give it to me. 1950, 1225. God wrapped gifts. God wrapped gifts. Because of time. Paragraph 27. Rehab the harlot that we are all familiar with. She has been a young girl that was torn on the street by a healing father and mother that put her on the street because she was beautiful and was to bring an income to them of prostitution. And yet, down in this immoral girl that was torn on the street, she had heard that there was a great God, amen, who answered prayer. And the first opportunity she got to accept God, to do something for him, she did it. And God spared her life and saved her father and mother and family. She fell in love with General in the army. Amen. Let's help the name of the Lord. So, this woman, this girl, was forced into that to make an income for the parent at home. Amen. Why little Bethlehem? You have two, this one, 58, 12, 28. Why little Bethlehem? 58, 12, 28. Paragraph 49. Rahab is a young lady, beautiful young woman, whose some misfortune in life has been forced in being a pagan. She was a pagan. So the mother don't know their left and right, but they can use anything to get money. But that is not a Christian. Had been forced into the life that she was living. And many times around, people are forced into the life they live. That is why we must be very, very careful. We must be able to ask. We must be able to investigate. That is the work of the deacon too. The deacon investigates on matters. Yes, sorry. It's a quote. Church order. When they know what they are doing, when the pastor gives it to them, go and investigate this matter, and they brought the case off. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is when you know your position. That is when you are. That is when you can do a great exploit. When you don't know your position, somebody else will rule you. How come I'm at you must know where you are standing. Know your what message say concerning you. If you don't know your position, something else will rule you. Yes. That's why Paul said, I magnify my office. You must be able to magnify your office. How can you magnify what's there the work concerning your office? Then you will be blessed. Amen. Now she find herself, she was forced into it. But this faithful day, because Joshua asked them two spies. We don't know their name, but hallelujah. He said, go there. Go and inquire. Go and spy. Go and do a surveillance. How that place is, so that we know we are going to take over. And as the sons and daughters of God, as the spiritual Israelites, we are taking over. I say you are taking over. Amen. Whatever God has said belong to you, go and take over. Jericho is God has given it to them. For them is to take over. And when they go there, and these people ask that these people have come, they have come and spied, immediately they saw them. Because their covenant too were very tight. They are very watchful. Hallelujah. And they saw this spy. Oh God, as they are going, and they saw it react to them. They are watching you. They have hiding. And that is how they enter into where Rahab house. Rahab entertained them. And I was now telling them, ah, yes, it's in Rahab the Allot. Just go to Rahab the Allot. A nickname, aka Allot. It's well known. They know the street. As God knows your street too. When you are doing things that is not good, God knows you.
He knows the number of your house. Hallelujah. He knows everything. His eyes is upon the sparrow.
Hallelujah. He knows everything. So that is why you are very careful. Hallelujah. There is some way, unseen eyes that is watching over you. Be careful the path you pursue. Hallelujah. If you think nobody is seeing you, look at God in heaven. You look around. Pastor is not there. Deacon is not there. Nobody is not there. Oh man, what about God in heaven? You must be careful. Okay. Thank you, brother. Sorry. I'm not used to standing in one preaching something. Hallelujah. At times I try to, but I can't help it. Amen. Hallelujah. So this woman, oh, they went there. When they got there, oh, they let go to the allergy house. And when they got there, oh, they called him. Immediately he allowed that. He said, what I'm going to do is this. And they began to preach the word of the Lord. He said, oh, how God has dealt with you. How God has worked wonder with you in your journey. How God has run the Jericho, the Moses, the Pharaoh, and his army in the world, in the Red Sea. He said, God is working with you, and he's working with signs and wonder. Oh, I have believed this report. No, I have not seen the sign. I believe the commission. And the sons and daughters of God, we are not looking for the sign. We are believing the word. Scriptural sign is enough for me. Scriptural sign is enough for me. And she played the tape. He said, I know how God has dealt with these people. The Amorites that passed. And the fear has gone into our hearts. He said, I have believed your report. In short, you are alone. In short, this thing you are doing. A girl must not do that. You must not sell your birthright. And you to young ones. Don't sell your birthright. Your birthright is your own God. Is the virtue that God has given to you. Don't be this flower. Keep it. Hallelujah. Keep it. Every son of God, they are entitled to marry a virgin. They are entitled to marry a virgin. So keep your garments clean. Pray to God. That is why parents, you must be watchful. You have a great responsibility that God has committed into your hands. That's why when you are assuming it, it is not a joking matter. It is not a temporary rich. It is more than that. You must count the cost. Because what you are going to give account of your stewardship. I know the time of adolescence will come. That is why prophet has given up all these antidotes. You need to move closer to them and be their best friend. Be watchful. In their 15, in their 16, be close to them. Monitor them. Give them much clothes. Be praying for them. Be their partner. Can we just grow out as if it's your mate? Because you know what you are doing. Hallelujah. Because all eyes on her. All heaven is on her. All hell is on her. That is where you are in our toe-to-toe. That's why the prayer preacher made a contest. We are in a great contest, brother. You think you are occupied. What time do you have now to gossip? But when you are not occupied, Satan will give you something. You cannot be idle. He will give you something to do. So you better be occupied for things of God. You pray for them. You commit them to God. And you monitor them. Oh, my daughter, he is not supposed to be dressed like this. Even at all, correct them in Christian love. Don't let go away. He will go away in video. Yes, because of your attitude. We have seen a lot of that. They will go away. They will go. Who said, Daddy, you said I should go away, and I have gone away. He's quoting you. That is why we must be careful. Situation will come, we must be careful. Oh, boy, you don't need to do like this. You are my guy. You are my. No. A Christian don't do like this. You correct them in love. And you see how things will go. Even things that he's supposed not to be telling you, because of your relationship with him, he will become and tell you, you become a party, and even the mother too. Some of you don't know the period of your daughter. You don't know. Just to come to church, you learn all these things. Some of them, you have a lot of things at home. They will not even know. You know, they say, what happened to you? You are fine nowadays. What is happening unto them? They say, you don't wash your daughter. Because you are not washed. You will slack in your vocation. Yes. The Bible says so now. You slack in your vocation, in your responsibility, in your job. Vocation is job. To train up a child. You are their teacher at home. The prophet said you are the fifth gospel. When you don't know your commission, when you don't know your office, what are you going to perform better? Every time we wear bed, we wear clothes. Not this at all. But the main thing that we propagate to outside, that, oh God, I give you kudos. Oh God, I want my son to emulate your son. I will send to you. You let that undone. The party are coming. If you are not going, I will go. People do my, I will go. If the husband says, this is what you have at home, it's not do a fear. It's not do a fear. You must be able to understand one another. These hands are not equal. The way what obtainable in different houses differ. Both of us cannot go. Let me go. Who will go among us? You must be able to understand. I must go. That is not Christian attitude. Christian is not the Christian attitude. I'm telling you, that's just my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows how to do things. He knows how to walk away from things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God changing life. Confederate, oh God, the story of what? Hey, of Yalom. And she believed the report. He said, oh God, I have seen myself. Oh my, oh, what I'm going to do is this. I have believed your report. I have had faith in you. I have got confidence in God of Jehovah. Oh my, I need to keep this one. He put them in the roof of the house and kept them there. And the oh God, and these people came and they sagged. They said they have gone. I don't know where they have gone. He said, pursue them. Look at them. Say, pursue them. Then whether you meet them. God is working. When God is working, all protocol is overruled because God is in their fear. Hallelujah. And things is going like that. Oh God. And he kept them there and he's out. He said, what you are going to do? He said, please remember me. Because this place I know. They said they are going to, oh God, this place is going to be destroyed. Jericho is going to be put down. Oh man. But remember me. He said, oh God, since I have done this favor to you, what are you? I have believed your report. I have believed in the message of my day. Oh, now what are you going to do? There is a condition. You may be a circumcised God, a covenant Israelite, but there is a condition. If you don't put blood on the lintels of your house, the first child will be dead. That is a condition. Will be dead. Hallelujah. The same thing, the blood again. He said there is a condition. Though you have believed our report, you have gotten faith in this God. What you need to do now, hallelujah, there is a condition. You put it on red. This bright red. When you see it on that window, that will let us out. Oh God, we will remember it. We will remember the talking. Every one of us will remember the talking. And brother and sister, so I believe the message of this hour is not enough. You must apply the talking in your soul. So my dilly dally. I know brother Lagbaga is my friend. Talk about chocolate. I read that. Have you received the Holy Ghost as you believe? Now people you know God. People are good at that. I want to know Christ. I want to know Jesus in the power of resurrection. And every other thing will follow. I don't want to know no man. I want to know God. I am satisfied with that one. Hallelujah. It's a satisfying portion for me. Once I know that, I am okay. Hallelujah. And this man, oh, he led them out. And they allowed. They were there for 3 months, for 3 days. And when they opened the gate, they quickly sneak out. Oh, my brother and sister, our God is a covenant-keeping God. He watched over his word to bring it to pass. Oh, man. And you may know that woman is a prostitute, but there is a prostitution on high order. You too can prostitute your time. You can prostitute your faith. By what? By compromising upon God's word. Yes? Hallelujah. But the faith of this woman declare her work. Hallelujah. What is your work? You have gotten faith. The message of your day. What is your work? Respect your husband. How can I do that? You believe the faith. Where is it? Hallelujah. In the message, the worst sinner in the city. The worst sinner in the city. 5602, 18E, 82, paragraph 82. If there will be a person, yeah, like that woman, don't have, you might not be a prostitute, but you may be a prostitute on a high moral level. Prostitution don't mean sexually every time. You can prostitute your time. The time that is supposed to come to church. He said, I'm saying the office. You are not doing nothing in the office. Because of something that happened. I'm saying the office. You prostitute your time. Hallelujah. You can prostitute your faith by compromising on God's word. So when you don't respect your husband at all, and your wife, and the wife is not honored, you don't love her, you are prostituting your faith. You don't believe that word. Hallelujah. Now, you can prostitute your faith. You go and join some court. Oh, man. Oh, this is a group. Our Igbo group. Oh, Osho group. And you are having service time. You are a prostitute. You are also a prostitute. Because for that time is allotted for God. I'm watching somebody. So, old cold former church. You are a prostitute. You are just as guilty as she was. But she's the same Lord Jesus that forgive her. Have the same mercy. Pleading mercy for you tonight, this morning. He can forgive you. So it's not only position aside. You can also pursue your time. And you can also pursue what faith by compromising on God's word. Amen. The Pergamon church age. Can you give it to me? 60 1207, paragraph 187. 187. Alright. See, a mother of prostitute. If you prostitute, how did they become a prostitute? By committing fornication. Against what? So, can you see that? The word of God said, Ephesians 5, be submission to your word, submissive to your word, husband. And the husband do what? Love. So, when you are not doing this, what is your prostitute against what? Word of God. Can you see that? Hallelujah. How we need to take an inventory of our life. Now, if the word of God said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and every person in there was to be baptized in Jesus' name, and then you take Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that is prostitution. Is that right? And if the Bible baptizes is by immersion, then how do you get sprinkled and pouring? Oh, where does it come from? In that, if you substitute shaking hands or taking a waiver on your lip and swallow it or something another like that, for the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, fill the people and make them speak in tongues and shout and act like they did the person dwell, and use substitute shaking hands or putting your letter in a church or something like that. How are you going to get out of the way of committing spiritual work for
fornication. Hallelujah. So knowing fully well, it is not only a street worker. You too can also prostitute on island on my order by doing what? Prostitute your time. Then they are supposed to pray. Then they are supposed to come to the house of the Lord. And you are being arrogant. And you are being engaged in something that is not worthwhile. You know what happened to David? When he's supposed to be in the battle of the king. Hallelujah. He was at home, sitting down. He said the people there, go, you servants, go. Job, go. Everybody, go there. The battle was supposed to be the battle of the king. The battle, king was supposed to be in the battle. And he was at home. What was he doing? He was prostituting time. Hallelujah. And he was there. What happened? When you are prostituting your time, that is when so many things come and go for your life. So many things will take your attention. When you have changed from God's word, then he saw. He said, let me just go and take evening breeze. Ah, king. Oh, live king. And he saw a woman. Unkept woman. Uncareful woman. Baiting. Open. What is this? Hey. Oh, God. This is my kingdom. Somebody can do like this. Hey. It's supposed to be in the battle of the kingdom. That is when something else before you. That is when you engage in some certain things. That is why you must not prostitute your time. You must know what you are doing at the appropriate time. Hallelujah. Do the right thing. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm buying for time. Amen. Now, so you must be careful. Don't prostitute your time. And don't also what? Prostitute the faith by compromising on God's word. Majority of people are compromising today. But don't let it be you. Don't let it be me. Let it be the one that God can have confidence in. Oh, go and look at me. Go and confirm my son Job. In that place of work, he's standing for me. In that school, he's standing for me. In that church, he's standing for me. Let God point somebody to you that, oh God, go to the address of that person. It is my son. And that is why, brother, when you enter in, when you accept this faith, there is a work. And your work will prove your word. Your faith will prove your work. Because the faith of this girl, our work, oh God, our faith prove our work. When you say you are a Christian, you cannot forgive. You cannot forgive. Some cannot forgive. Don't forgive. Don't forget that you don't have the nature of God in you. You only profess the faith. You are, where is your work? Because as a Christian, you are supposed to forgive. Yes. We are still in this flesh. I am going to offend you. You are going to offend me. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, I think chapter 4. Yes, chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 26. It said be wrath. It said, yeah, it said be anger. But don't let the sun set upon your anger. Hallelujah. So there is tendency because you are still in this 16 element and show it. But as a Christian, your heart will be tenderly hated. You must have a tender heart. Brother, give it to me. Because at times, when I see the church, I need to give the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Give it to me. Yes. He said, be angry and not sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Can you see that? So that is tendency. But as a Christian, you should be able to forgive. As your father do what? Forgive. Go to 30 or 32. He said, let no root of bitterness. Yes. I'm not saying, no. Give me 31. Yes, it should be 31 then. Yes. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. You, without what? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? You have faith. Where is your work now? I know. We cannot reconcile. And you call yourself Christian. When I look at those things, we call this one together. It bugged my mind. We cannot reconcile. What can we, as a Christian, what is that thing that we cannot reconcile? The greatest thing that we cannot reconcile. That I know.
that you cannot, is a blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. It's a quote. He said the sin that cannot be forgiven. He said it's a blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. He said in question and answer 2. Yes. He said a sin. He said that's why when you want to pray, he said, be careful. When that sin, there is a sin unto death. But a sin unto death is that of blasphemy of Holy Ghost. When you do that, nobody. Yes, is that sin? We have read that now. I think, yes, Ephesians 4:30. Then give not what? The Holy Ghost. Or to get what? Of your redemption. Because is there anything now? As Jesus Christ, you can see anything. But when the Holy Spirit comes, you will not be forgiven. Now and what to come? It cannot be forgiven. That is the only one that I know. That I know. I'm still looking for. Because when I see unreconciled, what can we not reconcile? He put me. I remember when I tap him, he keep it on my toe. I pray and I study more. What is happening? And we are same kingdom with delegates. Where are we now going to? And we are carrying the same message. What is happening? You only have the faith, no work. I want some work will be born. Every work will be tried. Not what you say, is what your life says. Amen. 32. I want to read that. Now, be yet kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another. If you are not going to offend one another, Bible will not have put in forgiving. For forgiving to be there, it means that I'm going to offend you. You are going to offend me. So therefore, I have to be able to forgive. No one to Peter asked Jesus. Say, if my brother offend you, how many times will I offend you? Oh, God normally give an answer. He's a master of all circumstances. He knows the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. And if you have gotten that faith, because the faith we are talking about, you have gotten Christ inside of you. And everybody in that kingdom that have been battling with gotten the Holy Ghost, that nature of Christ must be displayed in his life too, because it's a nature. And you say, I am a Christian. I am a believer. I believe. Seventh thunder. I believe. Oh, Revelation 7. I believe. Where is your work? Matters happen. We can quote. When this reality comes, that is where we do. Time is to. When those things happen, is to test our faith. Trial must come to prove you. What you have been hearing, what you have been coming for, day and night. What I want to test you. And you come. You're in Jakarta. Ah, no. Pastor, on this case. No matter. No. Ah, no. I respect you. Pastor, umba. Bro. Is not this why we are being here? Ah. Bro. Ah, no. I cannot accept it. Ah, no. We must just. I cannot. Bro, is it showed you? Is it up to this? Is it not these simple things? We say to you, why? That you are fervent. It's not fervent for nothing. It's Cana. When things come, that is when we know who you are. As you are sitting there, you are brother. When it happens, pastor, remove the brother. This is me. I am the one concerned. And they will be quoting with the court too. The brother said, I am the one concerned. You are not concerned. You are concerned in foolishness, in carnality, in your first birth. And your first birth is death. And Peter said, how many times? He said 70 times 70. 70 times 70. Showing that you can forgive. How many times? Forgive. I forgive you. He's telling you that you have the ability. You have the tendency. If God is in your heart, you will have that tender heart to forgive. Where is your work? Because faith and work, they are husband and wife. The prophet said that in the message, Walk Faith Express. Yes. So, where is your work? The work of this woman was showcased, was seen. That is why we are making reference to it today. So, where is your work, brother, sister? God is changing life. But God changed the life of that woman called Rahab. Hallelujah. And this woman, God transformed her life. Oh, God changed her home from a house of prostitute and changed her noble and changed her dwelling place in the house of Bethlehem. Because he married a Salom. And this Salom is one of the generals that invade that place. What happened? He gets in touch with her and he loves her. When that woman loves her, after the horses, he said, let us go to the house of bread. Hallelujah. To go and dine and wine and robust with the Lord. And thank be to God. We too, we are like that. Because God in infinite mercy brought us out from different denominations, from our pagan and over, and become what? And grafted into the olive tree. We that are not God. We that are not in the covenant of God. Hey. That is what God is doing for us today. So, brother and sister, where is your work? Ask yourself, since you have belief, it is not sufficient. I am a message believer. I want to tell you, it's a deception. Yes. I am a message believer. People, when you are a message believer, straight to the heaven. That is not straight. You are being deceived. No, we say everything is becoming clearer. The revelation is unfolding more and more. I am a many believer. Oh, praise the Lord. You know the many brother, you know the givers of it, you know what I'm going, you know what it is. Oh, praise. Shalom. Where is the work? It is not sufficient. Move, brother, from Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is a God. It is for duty. Is it your duty? I am a child, I'm coming. I believe the name, I pay my dues. I do this for the church. I help the pastor. No, it is more than that. You must go to Mount Calvary. Go to Mount Calvary and tie to yourself. And tie to your God, to your first nature. And have the nature of God. So that God will totally change your life. So that you will reign with God after this world is over. Brother and sister, this morning. God is changing life. Can you talk to God this morning? God, the hour has come, oh Lord. Come and change my life. Oh, I want my life. Nature river. Order. Spirit river. Take the Spirit of Jesus. Be saved. To the Lord, he can change your life. He has that power to deliver you. I don't know what mess you have found yourself, and you are looking at me, and I'm a Christian. This is not supposed to be displaying my life. Lord, I want to die to myself, Lord, because you are God of transformation. You are changing life. If you could change that life of that woman, which your life is not worse than that, God, you can change me from this, oh Lord. Every besetting sin, you can change you. If it all goes, if your life that is not worthy of the gospel, you can say, God, I don't want to be a church grower no more. I want to be in the mystical body of Christ, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to go, I have gotten the faith. I want my life to express the work of God, Lord. Oh God, I don't want to be saying, I am this, I am that. I want the nature, the character, the attributes of Christ to be seen in my life. Help me, righteous Lord. Say, help my life. Young one, you know yourself than I do. You can tell God can help you. Your condition now, it is not your conclusion. Don't let Satan castigate you. That is why you have gotten a pastor. That is why God has put in that pattern as a sheep and a shepherd. And God has given you, oh God, a shepherd. You can go and meet him. Oh, go and meet him. Oh, Jesus, what? He will counsel you better. He will pray you through. Because the prophet said, he said, God has ordained him to see you through. If thou can have confidence in the word and have confidence in him, you will find out that God will change your life, will transform your life. Where you used to go before, you no longer go there now. You will see that God is changing me. The Spirit divine. It can change your life. He is a powerful God.
is a God of deliverance. And when he delivers totally. He delivers completely. Have you been, oh God, oh, have you been letting down in the bringing up of your children? Oh, you have been supporting your children. If can you say, God, have mercy upon me? Can you say, God, I want to change today? God, oh God, I don't want to be someone that will be revoking the message at all. When the pulpit is trying their best, and you pray, just go and revoke. If you are the one, say, God, have mercy. God, have mercy. You can call up, you can apply that talking. Say, God, I, oh God, God, my children, because they are my children, they are not relegates. In the message, thou and their house. The prophet said, he said, our children, because they are our children. He said, they are not relegates. You can say, God, my children are not relegates. No matter what I am saying, I am claiming them back. I am claiming them back. I am claiming them back. Because you are God that changing life. God can change that life. Oh God, he can do it. He's capable. He's more than able to change it. Because my God specializes in things not impossible. He will rewrite the story of your life. He can rewrite it. That infant woman, God rewrite her story. Her name was, she was no longer in that positive home again. And God changed her. God changed her location to Bethlehem, where all things are possible. Where his bread is, where he's dealing, oh, feeling fine with the God's word. Brother this day, sister this day, keep on romancing with God's word. Keep on being in love with God's word. He said, if you love me, you will keep my words. God rewrote my life. God mercy. God mercy rewrote my life. He can rewrite your story. He's changing it. He rewrite the story of Anna. Anna gave baby. God changed your life. Look at David. Who know David? Nobody know him. But when the time comes, God rewrite the story of David. He become a king in Israel. Oh God Almighty. God can change your life. God is changing life. He's Jehovah God. Is Jehovah Rapha. Are you sick? God can change that position of sickness because in one perfect head for you. If thou can believe, you will see the glory of God. Look at Jabez. Because of her name, things were turning down. Things were not good for him. The life was miserable. He remembered the Lord and he talked to the Lord. He said, God Almighty, he said, change my life. Oh God. He said, enlarge my cause. Enlarge my cause. Bless me and enlarge my cause. And God, in his great mercy, rewrite the story of Jabez. Oh, dear Jabez, have in abundance. If God did it then, he can do it today. He said yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said in principle. Oh, if you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh, God. You are master of all circumstances. You are God that changes life. Change their life for better. Hear their request, O Lord. Hear their humble request, O Lord. Work on it, Heavenly Father. Bring it to reality, Lord. That your work will be seen in their life. That truly they have been with Christ. Let their neighbor testify for it, Lord, to it. Let their own God in their household, in their working place, may they testify to it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We are so grateful. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As I've said in their ear, may you begin to do that, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory, because you are serving the living God. For in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's sing this song before I hand over to the pastor. God mercy rewrote my life. He can write it. God mercy. foundation. It's not your conclusion, brother. It's not your conclusion, sister. Sons and daughters of God, it's not your conclusion. God can see you through. He's more than able to see you through. Shall it be unto you? That's good boy. That's good girl. He can rewrite your story. People can see Christ in your life. Christ can be seen in your life. Hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord. God specializes. That is why he died for me and you. He specializes in it. He is good at it. He likes to do it. It is his wishes to do that, to change our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. You are affirming your faith. You are affirming your faith, brother, sister. Wesley, he can turn to praying hands, and your son can change this world with God's word. He specializes in that. Even your profession, you don't know. God's hand can touch it. He wants you to prosper. He said, whatsoever you lay your hands upon, he said, you will prosper. God's mercy can rewrite the story of your business, of your profession. He can rewrite it. If thou can believe, you will see the glory of God. You are reaffirming your faith. God's mercy can rewrite it. If thou can believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh God, God bless. Amen. Let's sing this song. In assurance. And amen means what? So be it. Let's sing this song. Let's stand up in confidence and sing this song. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Woo! Amen, amen, amen. Brother, sister.
many of us who want to be remembered in prayers. Our Father, we thank you for this period we have spent in your presence. Thank you for your word that we have heard in diverse ways, in corrections, in instructions, in rebuke, in doctrines, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that the blessings that your word has brought to us may be permanent in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your servant that you have graciously made use of, we ask that you replenish for the virtue that has left you. Be with us for the next short period we have to come back again, Lord, for the last service of the night, of the day. May it be a blessed day. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Hands that I raised up everywhere, whatsoever those needs might be, physical needs, material, financial, spiritual, may you supply, Lord. Thank you, Master. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah.